Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast. We're online at soundcheck.org.
Many of us tend to have a song that just becomes, for us, the song of the summer. For many people last year, it was this song.
She's up all night to the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky.
Daft Punk's Get Lucky was one of the big hits of the summer of 2013, and whether you wanted to or not, you probably heard a good deal of it back then. But what will you be listening to this summer? Rich Jeswiak of the website Gawker asked his readers that question recently and got hundreds of answers, several of which actually made sense. So we've invited him to share the results of his survey titled, What Will Your Summer Jams Be? Rich, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thanks for having me.
So does Get Lucky summon up memories of the summer of 2013 for you?
Yeah, without a doubt. I think officially the song of summer last year was Blurred Lines, the Robin Thicke song, but Daft Punk was certainly number two.
Now, you make the distinction right away in your Gawker piece
between
the song of the summer.
Right, which is sort of an official chart-based distinction.
And your summer jam, which,
right,
is
which
a personal choice.
Exactly.
So before we get to some of the many answers to your call out to your readers, tell us what you think your summer jam is going to be.
Right now it's Tink, Don't Tell Nobody. Tink featuring Jeremiah. She's a 19-year-old singer-rapper from Chicago. She's prodigiously talented, but also really raw. I mean, she's at a great point in her career where she's like just kind of can mouth off and have this melodrama in her music.
Yeah, we've had a lot of fun trying to find a few seconds of this to play on the radio.
Right, yeah. I was actually wondering how you would do that.
Well, this is how we're going to do it. Listen.
Even when you ain't in sight. I just hold it in like it's picture time. I've been holding back for a long while, just hoping soon it'll turn around. But I've been not worth this. You ain't been perfect, tell me you working it. Your phone losing service. And now I'm here thinking like this nigga tweaking. You sorry, pathetic and far from authentic. You liar, you friend of you just like these other niggas. And as much as I hate you, I still wanna date you. You better just hope I don't
tell nobody. Yeah, I know what you're saying is the truth. Baby, don't tell nobody. No,
no, no, no.
Don't rub me off in front of company. You know we get worked out.
Just a little bit of the song Don't Tell Nobody by Tink featuring Jeremiah from Chicago.
Yes.
And that is Rich Jeswiak's summer jam. So it's a slow jam summer.
Well, I love the slow summer jam. I mean, it's like a sultry time of year. There's something about like the slow kind of roll, I think, that pairs well with humidity.
Yeah. What about, you know, and let's now get to some of what your readers answered when you asked what their summer jams would be for 2014. Shift Key.
Yes.
Tell us about this.
Well, this is a guy out of England, also very young. I think he's like 21 or something like that. And this is just a straight up unfiltered nostalgia, but also unfiltered joy, which I think is a huge part of summer, too.
Shift Key, spelled K3Y, yes. From the UK, and a song called Touch.
I've been waiting all week to get to know on just how to make a move.
I just want to feel your touch. I never want to give it up. You can never get me. While I'm by your side, I just wanna feel your touch. I never wanna give it up. You can never give me way too much. While I'm by your side,
tell me, is it easier to see that I don't want nobody else for you but me? It's later and I'm racing to your door. I've never wanted someone's touch like this before.
And if she wants to, we can hold each other's hands just that slow. Or she can hit it.
Big electronic bass sound there from Shift Key in a song called Touch. Rich Jeswiak's with me on Soundcheck. He wrote a post for Gawker about a week ago asking, what will your summer jam be? And he's picked a few of the many hundreds of responses to share with us on Soundcheck today. Now, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis had some, you know, big hits last summer. And this next one sounds like it has a little kind of nod to Macklemore's thrift shop in it.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's got sort of the in-your-face horn hook. And that's my favorite thing about Thrift Shop. I mean, the lyrics, I think, are kind of corny, really. I wish it was just sort of a track by itself or, like, somebody freestyling over it. So this kind of achieves that, this Ariana Grande with Iggy Azalea track.
Iggy Azalea is helping out Ariana Grande on the song called Problem.
No head stepping either, you wanted it, you just playing. I'm listening to you knowing I can't believe what you're saying. It's a million you, baby boo, so don't be dumb. I got 99 problems, but you won't be one. Like what?
Ariana Grande featuring Iggy Azalea and the song Problem. You can't put Problem in the song title without somewhere along the line referencing Jay-Z's 99 Problems. Rich Jesuiak with me on Soundcheck, asking his readers at Gawker, what will your summer jams be? Any surprise? I mean, I noticed a lot of old songs, you know, Jazzy Jeff, Fresh Prince.
Right, yeah, Ghost Town DJ's My Boo, which was another one. There were some, like, I guess, hip-hop tracks that were sort of too hardcore, in my opinion, to be actual summer jams. But, again, this is a to each his own sort of thing.
Right, right.
I hadn't heard the Toon Yards track that that somebody suggested, and that, to me, works so well.
Toon Yards is the work of Merrill Garbus, who is a singer, does a lot of looping and percussion and guitar, etc. And... you know, it's great to see her getting some like wider attention because she's been like known within indie circles for a while now. So someone suggested Water Fountain, right?
Yes, which is a political track, but it's kind of capricious about it. You wouldn't necessarily hear it. It almost sounds like a playground melody type of thing. And the hand clap sort of thing reminds me of the Dwelly Rhythm, mm-hmm. which was popular about 10 years ago. It was the backbone of Get Busy by Sean Paul and No Holding Back by Wayne Wonder.
Pond to Replay.
Dictionary definition, one hit wonder type things. Like when I heard that Rihanna track, I was like, oh, this is going to be her hit, which was a
right.
terrible prediction. Nonetheless, this song kind of reminded me of that.
Well, Merrill Garbus, who is Toon Yards, you know, she has this affinity for African and Afro-Caribbean and Afro-Latin music. So I guess that's coming out in this song called Water Fountain. Yards, the work of singer-songwriter Merrill Garbus, and a song called Water Fountain, which at least one of Rich Jesuiak's readers suggested as a summer jam, provoked by Rich's article for Gawker, which you can check out on our website at soundcheck.org. What about Disclosure? I mean, somebody suggested a Disclosure song which has been out for a while in the UK where they are massive.
Right, yeah, 2 years.
But just getting some attention now in the States.
Yeah, it's crazy. So this was a hit in England in 2012, October 2012, Latch. And I heard it at a pizza place last week. And I was like, why is this playing on the radio? And then apparently it just happens to be catching on. It's like one of those slow growing tracks.
Well, you know,
tracks.
There's that TV commercial. I don't even remember what it's for. It has the Flume remix of Disclosure.
Right.
So I think maybe a lot of people are saying, wow, who is that? And cottoning on to the fact that this is really a very good band.
And also, this song is just tremendous. I mean, the melody alone, it wouldn't even need to be sort of a dance track for it to catch on, I think. It's just the explosive, the way that the chorus launches.
From Britain, the band is Disclosure, featuring Sam Smith with Latch.
So we're close enough. I wanna like you.
Band Disclosure featuring Sam Smith, a little bit of Latch. And for at least one person, that'll be the Summer Jam for 2014. We're speaking with Rich Jeswiak, who wrote a post for Gawker recently asking what will your Summer Jams be, and he's picked just a few of the hundreds of responses. So far, I'm not sure I'm hearing anything that will sort of catch on more widely,
right,
a la the Daft Punk song or any of that.
Right.
But there is one song that you've brought in that, to me, has, like, hit written all over it.
It certainly sounds like it.
That's Rooksop and Robin.
Yes.
Rooksop is the electronic duo from Norway. Robin is the pop star from next door in Sweden.
Yes. Not quite a star here, but I'm almost like a star in theory, more in practice, really.
Yeah.
And this song, I think, kind of negotiates sort of a commercial appeal with their sensibilities. I mean, there are textures there that you don't hear on the radio, but it really is kind of just an EDM track. A very literal one, too. I mean, there's a line that's like, wait for the buildup as the song is building up. You know, I mean, they're really like being
now wait for
direct
the bass drop.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But yeah, I think it works. I could see this being, if not a huge hit, then a lot of people's summer jam. Like, we will hear a lot of this song in casual passing this summer, no
All
doubt.
Right. Well, listeners, you can tell us what your summer jam is likely to be. We won't hold you to it by the end of the summer, but it'd be interesting to know what you're thinking you'll be listening to for the next couple of months. You can post a comment at soundcheck.org or tweet us at soundcheck. Rich Jeswiak writes for Gawker and has joined me here in the studio, so we'll end with this Rooksop and Robin collaboration. And Rich, happy summer.
Happy summer. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for listening. Stay connected by subscribing to the Soundcheck podcast on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and download the new WNYC mobile app for free. See you next time. I'm John Schaefer.